Some of you have had a stirring in your heart. Anybody have kind of a stirring in your heart? You know what? God wants to do something in my life, and it's way bigger than maybe what I've been going through so far. And maybe you're trying to fulfill it. And sometimes what you use to fill it is not the right thing. God says, man, I want to fill it. I have something that I've plugged into your life, a piece of DNA that you cannot absolutely fulfill unless you do what it tells you to do, what I show you to do. God has created us to do a distinct supernatural work in his kingdom. And it's something that you have that other people do not have. Well, Steve, I really don't know what my gift is. And as we said, you know what? Each one of us has a gift. And so we're going to try to find that out. I love the story about Jeremiah the prophet. He was given a prophetic ministry. And please forgive people walking around, seal and so forth. We've got a lot of material to cover. Junior high and high school, you're going to hang with us tonight. How many of you went on the trip to Wales? So you get some Wales. How many of you would have liked to have went with them on that trip? If you're sitting there, be honest. If you don't want to, it doesn't sound good. I would rather sit home and not go. But how many would have liked to have gone? They didn't go. You know what? Maybe God's stirring something in your heart. We're going to look at that particular gift tonight. So you have your paper in front of you. Take a look at it. I want you to fold it right where that little gray area is, right before. See about right there? Can everybody see? Fold it. Fold it right there. Now, if you look down, you're going to see that first list right there. It says response 1 through 28. You can see those faint little numbers in there. That is where you're going to put the number 1 through 10 that quite fits what you're thinking about. Now, let's say, for instance, God's called me to go into all the world, and I can't wait to go there. 1 to 10, how do you feel about that? How do you feel? You're going to pick the first number that comes to your mind, comes to your mind. Now, if you misunderstand what I just said, then go ahead and you can change that. But it's usually that first number. Yeah, you know what? And that just resonated with me. You know, that's a 10 for me. I'm going to put that down. Or you know what? I love ministering when nobody's watching. I love sharing the things that God has given me with other people. And somebody might think, I'd kind of like to be like that, but I don't do that. I don't do that. You would give yourself a little lower number. You know, you'd like it. We all want to be givers and so forth. But you know what? That might not be totally your gift. So you're going to bring that down a little bit more. Maybe it's a 2 or 3 or 4. So that's what we're looking at. We're going to have our questions coming up. Did we find that on PowerPoint? It's not there. Okay, just bring the other one up. If you're way in the back, I really encourage you, come on up and hang with us. This is a classroom setting. If you can read that, I'll read these questions to you, and you just follow along with us, and you fill in the blank there. If you get behind, listen, if you get behind and we shift the screen and you can't see it anymore, you don't stop there. You just skip that. Don't fill in some other numbers. You just mess everything all up. This is a very strategic, laid out assessment here. So it's real important that you stay with us. I'm going to go through it rather quickly. And if I get ahead of you, just say, hey, wait a second. You know, but if you get too far behind, lagging too far behind, you just leave it blank and we'll come back to it, okay? We're not going to leave you undone. We're not going to leave you. If we're going to try to get it done in the next hour. So we've got this folded. Does everybody have a pencil? Okay. We're going to make sure you have a pencil. Hold your hand up if you need a pencil.
I have a question.
Yes.
So 1 through 10. 10 is like, yeah, I really want to do it. And 1 is like, eh.
Good question. 1 to 10. You know, 10 being best. 10 being best. That's a 10. Yeah. Nah, I can't wait to get there. You know, it's funny that you would find people. I remember back many, many years ago, a couple wanted to go to what they used to call Youth with a Mission, YWAM. Some of you maybe heard of that. And you would go on a temporary mission outreach. And I mean, you'd give everything for about 6 months. You'd take your family with you, and you'd go on an outreach. and people would find out, is this for me? And as they went there, I remember a couple, they got done with their mission outreach, and now they were picking a country that they were going to go, and they were going to a place called Nepal, and they wept when they thought about it. I mean, that's how strong God puts it on your heart for something like that. He stirs it in your heart, and then he makes you think it's your idea. You know what? And that's just going along with the Holy Spirit. God is supernatural. He wants to do some awesome things. So we're going to be kind of mixing things up tonight. And so with that, are we ready to go? Everybody got their paper? Is there anything that you don't understand? Now, I'm going to explain some gifts as we go, and maybe you will come across something called tongues. Some of you, I've never heard of that before. And some of you go, yeah, I've experienced that before. I'll explain it briefly to you, but after we're all done, we'll go through all the gifts together. We'll talk a little bit, and probably it's going to be next week. So this is going to be our, just kind of our primary, yes. That's correct. The other side, leave it alone and don't even look at it. Don't even look at it. I don't want you giving anything away to yourself or being partial. Yeah, I'm really that, but yeah, I'm coming up threes and fours, and I'm really not that, you know. Yes? So are we supposed to leave it blank if we don't feel like, or at least? Zero. You know, like the gift of martyrdom. I put a zero on mine. There is a gift. It's good for one shot. Yeah. So, and Paul and Peter, they had it at the end of their life. God gives you that kind of grace. He just does. He just does. So, we ready to go? Can everybody read what's behind me? If you cannot, if you're in the back, please come on up. We got plenty of room up here. You're going to enjoy yourself. You're going to be comfortable up here. And so, here we go. Father, would you, once again, would you bless our time together? Would you make this a fun experience? Would you help us, God, to understand even a little bit more that it's something that you do? It's not anything we can conjure up. We can't even choose it. Lord, you're the one that chooses the gifts for us. So, God, we thank you. We give you praise. We ask your blessing upon it in Jesus' name. Amen. And, of course, God is the one that does that. Can I just read a couple announcements? I want to tell you something. Our pastor's really, really sick. Really sick. And pray for him. I had what he had, and it's horrible. It's horrible. So, Father, we lift up Pastor John. And I pray, God, would you touch him? Would you touch and put your healing hand? And we come as this congregation, Calvary Chapel, North Long Beach. He is the shepherd of this flock. And, Lord, would you bless him? Would you touch him? Would you give Sally just caring hands and kind hands tonight? Would you keep her well? Keep her away from the sickness. Lord, we ask for your help. We ask your blessing. We ask your touch in Jesus' name. Amen. We've got some other announcements, and if we have time afterwards, we'll go through them. But here we go. Number one, can everybody see those numbers on that in your sheet? I mean, we're going to be taking that first column there that's closest to the center of the gray thing. And we're going to be going, working down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just follow it. Here we go. Number one, people come to me when they need help in desperate situations, and I'm able to point them to a service or a ministry that can help them. 1 to 10. Let's put the number there. You know what? You put there, if you feel kind of an inkling, you know, I'm really drawn to that. Because there's all these things, if you feel that, you know, that was something that we talked about and I'd read about. If you feel that that is something that God is ministering to you, go ahead and give yourself, I wouldn't give yourself a 10 right off the bat. You might want to give yourself a little higher number, maybe above 5 somewhere, okay? I feel empowered to stand, this is number 2, alone for Christ in a hostile, unbelieving environment. Feel empowered to stand alone for Christ in a hostile, unbelieving environment. Number three, I readily identify with Paul's desire for others to be single as he was. This person identifies with Paul a desire for others to be single as he was. I would almost put in here a desire almost in that person that writes that. You know, I don't really have a real big problem being single and doing the way Paul did. I would say more of an identification with the Apostle Paul and his singleness. Number four, I enjoy using my artistic talents to make things that bring glory to God. I enjoy using my artistic talents to make things that bring glory to God. Number five, it's easy for me to perceive whether a person is honest or dishonest. It is easy for me to perceive whether a person is honest or dishonest. Number six, I have spoken words of hope that God confirmed in others by the Holy Spirit. Spoken words of hope that God confirmed in others by the Holy Spirit. See that? What's that? Let's say, for instance, you came in and, you know, you're just going through a really, really tough time, and I give you a scripture or I share something. You know what? Just the Lord would say, you know, I'm going to direct your path. I'm going to get you through this. And just a wonderful word of, and then the person says, that's exactly what I needed to hear. That's what it means. Words of hope. I am attracted to non-believers because of my desire to win them to Christ. That's number seven. Do you need for me to repeat each one twice? Oh. Okay, we'll do it. I'm attracted to non-believers because of my desire to win them to Christ. Number eight, I've urged others to seek biblical solutions to their affliction or suffering. I have urged others to seek biblical solutions. That means using the Word of God to find just the remedy for whatever it is that they're going through. Number nine, I hold fast to my personal belief in the truth, even in the presence of ridicule, apparent failure, or pain. I hold fast to my personal belief in truth, even in the presence of ridicule, apparent failure, or pain. The pain it's going to cost me as I'm staying strong in that. Number 10, I can give sacrificially because I know that God will meet my needs. I can give sacrificially because I know that God will meet my needs. I feel strongly that my prayers for a sick person affect wholeness for that person. I feel strongly that my prayers for a sick person affect wholeness for that person. Number 12, when I serve the Lord, I really don't care who gets the credit. When I serve the Lord, I really don't care who gets the credit. That's number 12. Number 13, our home is always open to whoever God brings to us. Our home is always open to whoever God brings to us. Number 14, I find myself praying when I possibly should be doing other things. I find myself praying when I possibly should be working. Well, no, whatever. Number 15, I have had insights of spiritual truth that others have said helped bring them closer to God. I have had insights of spiritual truth that others have said helped bring them closer to God. Number 16, others are willing to follow my guidance to accomplish tasks for our church. Others are willing to follow my guidance to accomplish tasks for our church. 17, I feel great compassion for the problems of others. I feel great compassion for the problems of others. Everybody together, we tracking together. Okay. I believe that God can miraculously alter circumstances. I believe that God can miraculously, that means like a miracle, alter circumstances. Number 19, I am able to relate well to people of different cultures. I am able to relate well to people of different cultures. Number 20, Christian music always lifts my spirit and makes me want to praise and worship God. Christian music always lifts my spirit and makes me want to praise and worship God. Number 21, I have a heart to help Christians who have lost their way. I have a heart to help Christians who have lost their way. Number 22, I choose to live a simple lifestyle so that I have more time and money to devote to God's service. Choose to live a simple lifestyle so that I have more money and time to devote to God's service. I sometimes feel that I know exactly what God wants to do in a ministry at a specific point in time. I sometimes feel that I know exactly what God wants to do in a ministry at a specific point in time. Number 24, studying the Bible, sharing my insights with others is very gratifying for me. Studying the Bible, sharing my insights with others is very gratifying to me. 25, I have interpreted what was said in tongues as to help others worship God without confusion. I've interpreted what was said in tongues so as to help others worship God without confusion. Number 26, sometimes when I pray, it seems as if the Spirit steps in and prays in words I cannot understand. Sometimes when I pray, it seems as if the Spirit steps in and prays in words I cannot understand. 27, I feel an unusual presence of God and personal confidence when important decisions need to be made. I have felt an unusual presence of God and personal confidence when important decisions need to be made. 28, this is going to be the end of your first column. Sometimes I express my love for God by writing poems, songs, prayers, and devotionals. Sometimes I express my love for God by writing poems, songs, prayers, or devotionals. How are we doing? First column done. Let's go for a few more. Am I going too fast or too slow? Too slow. Hey, Ed. That's the voice. That's the oracle at our house, man. Yeah. Yeah. We'll wrap this thing up. Here we go. Let's do it. Yeah. I have been responsible for guiding tasks in my church or Christian groups to success. I've been responsible for guiding tasks in my church or Christian groups to success. 29. Number 30, I feel God has called me to go forth to establish new churches where people have never heard the gospel. I feel God has called me to go forth to establish new churches where people have never heard the gospel. Do we have anybody in there with that? That maybe have a 10 attached to you? Me neither. No, I'm only six. Here we go. Number 31, I am single and enjoy it. Respond zero if married. That's what it says here. Okay? 30, I am single and enjoy it. 32, I like to make handmade gifts for others that will remind them of God, Jesus, or the Holy Spirit. I like to make handmade gifts for others that will remind them of God, Jesus, or the Holy Spirit. Number 33, I can sense whether a person is moved by the Holy Spirit, an evil spirit, or their own flesh. I can sense whether a person is moved by the Holy Spirit, an evil spirit, or by their own flesh. 34, I speak. It is a joy to speak uplifting words to people who are discouraged. It is a joy to speak uplifting words to people who are discouraged. 35. I have led others to a decision for salvation through faith in Christ. I have led others to a decision for salvation through faith in Christ. 36. I can challenge others without making them feel condemned. The difference between conviction means it's drawing you to God. Condemnation means it draws you away from the Lord. I can challenge others without making them feel condemned. 37. I am totally convinced God will fulfill his word even if he is not doing so yet. I'm totally convinced God will fulfill his word even if he is not doing so yet. Number 38. God has used me to meet someone's financial or material need. God has used me to meet someone's financial or material need. 39. When I pray for the sick, either they or I feel sensations, tingling, or warmth, ice cold, whatever. I feel something, a sensation that God is doing something. When I pray for the sick, either they or I feel a sensation that God is doing something. The Spirit sometimes leads me to do a simple thing for someone that touches them deeply. The Spirit sometimes leads me to do a simple thing for someone that touches them deeply. 41. I enjoy greeting and welcoming people to our church or our home. I enjoy greeting and welcoming people to our church or our home. 42. I seem to recognize prayer needs before others. Let me read that again. I seem to recognize prayer needs before others. That seems to think he has some insight of somebody needing prayer before maybe other people around him. That's the way I'm I'm reading this. "43, I am able to understand difficult portions of God's word." 43, I'm able to understand difficult portions of God's word. 44, I'm able to delegate tasks to others to accomplish God's work. I'm able to delegate tasks to others to accomplish God's work. "45, I have a desire to work with those who have physical or mental problems to alleviate their suffering. I have a desire to work with those who have physical or mental problems to alleviate their suffering. 46, others can point to specific instances where my prayers have resulted in what seems impossible actually happening. Others can point to specific instances where my prayers have resulted in what seems impossible is actually happening. "47, I would be willing to leave comfortable surroundings if it would enable me to share Christ with more people. I would be willing to leave comfortable surroundings if it would enable me to share Christ with more people. 48, singing, dancing to, or playing songs of praise to God for pure enjoyment is something I like to do. Singing, dancing, playing songs of praise to God for pure enjoyment is something I like to do. 49, God has shown fruit in my life by my effective discipling of other believers. God has shown fruit in my life by effective discipling of others. 50, my desire for spiritual riches outweighs my desire for money or material possessions. My desire for spiritual riches outweighs my desire for money or material possessions. 51, I sometimes have a strong sense of what God wants to say to people in response to particular situations. I sometimes have a strong sense of what God wants to say to people in response to particular situations. 52, people have told me that I've helped them learn biblical truths. People have told me that I've helped them learn biblical truths. 53, sometimes when a person speaks in tongues, I get an idea about what God is saying. Sometimes when a person speaks in tongues, I get an idea about what God is saying. If you don't know exactly what tongues is, interpretation of tongues, we're going to cover that in a little bit more depth next week, okay? So just hang on. If that's something that it's not been a part of your life yet, just leave that zero. 54, I can speak to God in a language I've never learned. I can speak to God in a language I have never learned. 55, sometimes God gives me an insight into proper course of action needed in a situation. Sometimes God gives me insight into the proper course of action needed in a situation. 56, I am able to take complex spiritual matters and write them down in a way that others can understand more easily. I'm able to take complex spiritual matters and write them down in a way that others can understand more easily. 'Kay. Next column, here we go at the top. I can serve others by organizing and harnessing their gifts to solve a particular problem. I can serve others by organizing and harnessing their gifts to solve particular problem. 58, I have no fear in leading people where God wants them to go. I have no fear in leading people where God wants them to go. I'm glad I have more time to serve the Lord because I am single. I am glad I have more time to serve the Lord because I am single. 60, I like to work with my hands to make things to serve God. I like to work with my hands to make things to serve God. 61, the difference between truth and error is easily perceived by me. The difference between truth and error is easily perceived by me. I can effectively motivate people to get involved in ministry. I can effectively motivate people to get involved in ministry. 63, I seem to be able to determine when the Spirit has prepared a person to receive Jesus Christ. I seem to be able to determine when the Spirit has prepared a person to receive Jesus Christ. People will take correction from me because they know I'm on their side. People will take correction from me because they know I'm on their side. 65, my hope in God against all odds is inspiring others. My hope in God against all odds is inspiring others, or is inspiring to others. Let me just say that. Inspiring to others. 66, I have been willing to maintain a lower standard of living in order to benefit God's work. I have been willing to maintain a lower standard of living in order to benefit God's work. 67, I enjoy praying for sick people because I believe that many of them will be healed as a result. I enjoy praying for sick people because I believe that many of them will be healed as a result. Yes. I think it's probably physically. We're talking about healing. The other one's an encouragement. There's plenty of those in there. How you guys doing over there? Are you guys tracking? Some of you writing down, some of you doing okay. Okay, hang in there. Hang in there. Yes. Yes, Joe. Yes, we're going to talk about that next week. And we'll stay in there. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is going to be one of the big ones we'll look at. Okay. And we'll definitely discuss it and go through that next week. I enjoy praying for the sick. Okay. I have enjoyed doing. Okay, here we go. 68. I have enjoyed doing routine tasks that have led to more effective ministry by others. I have enjoyed doing routine tasks that have led to more effective ministry by others. 69, I try to make everyone feel welcome and comfortable in our home or at church. I try to make everyone feel comfortable and welcome at home or in our church. 70, when I pray a prayer request, I pray for that need for several days at least. When I hear a prayer request, I pray for that need for several days at least. Sounds like an intercessory prayer description there, or prayer. 71, though study or experience, I have discerned major strategies God seems to use in furthering his kingdom. Through study or experience, I have discerned major strategies God seems to use in furthering his kingdom. 72, God has given me an ability to rally the troops in providing aid for others. God has given me the ability of rallying troops in providing aid for others. I enjoy spending time with a lonely, shut-in person or someone in prison. I enjoy spending time with a lonely, shut-in person or someone in prison. 74, God has used me personally to perform supernatural signs and wonders. God has used me personally to perform supernatural signs and wonders. 75, the thought of beginning a new church in a new community is exciting to me. The thought of beginning a new church in a new community is exciting to me. 76, people have said they see the love of Jesus on my face when I sing, dance, or play music. People have said they see the love of Jesus on my face when I sing, dance, or play music. 77, I feel that I am responsible to help protect weak Christians from dangerous influences. I feel that I am responsible to help protect weak Christians from dangerous influences. A big house, fancy car, large bank account are not important to me. Big house, fancy car, large bank account, they're not important to me. 79, sometimes I have a burning desire to speak God's word even if I know it will not be well received. Sometimes I have a burning desire to speak God's word even if I know it's not going to be well received. Leading a Bible class and one of the most enjoyable things I could do or could do. Leading a Bible class is one of the most enjoyable things I do or could do. 81, when others have prayed in tongues, I felt that I understood the meaning of their prayer. When others have prayed in tongues, I felt that I understood the meaning of their prayer. 82, praying in tongues has been meaningful to me in my personal prayer life. Praying in tongues has been meaningful to me in my personal prayer life. 83, when a person has a problem, I can frequently guide him or her to the best biblical solution. When a person has a problem, I can frequently guide him or her to the best biblical solution. I love to study God's word and write down what I have learned. I love to study God's word and write down what I've learned. How we doing? Hanging? Okay, here we go. 85. I can recognize talents and gifts in others and find ways of using these for God. I can recognize talents, gifts in others, and find ways of using these for God. 86, God has given me a position of authority over a number of groups of Christians. God has given me a position of authority over a number of groups of Christians. 87, I am single, have little difficulty controlling my sexual desires. I am single, and I have little difficulty controlling my sexual desires. 88, I am able to show the glory of God's creation through my art. I am able to show the glory of God's creation through my art. 89, I can judge well between the truthfulness or error of a given theological statement. I can judge well between truthfulness or error of a given theological statement. I have verbally given confidence to the wavering, the troubled, or the discouraged. I have verbally given confidence to the wavering, the troubled, or the discouraged. 91, I minister better to the spiritually lost than to believers. I minister better to the spiritually lost than to believers. 92, it is enjoyable to motivate people to a higher spiritual commitment. It is enjoyable to motivate people to a higher spiritual commitment. 93, I am ready to try the impossible because I have great trust in God. I am ready to try the impossible because I have great trust in God. 94, I have strongly sensed the Spirit leading me to give money to a specific person or cause. I have strongly sensed the Spirit leading me to give money to a specific person or cause. 95, sometimes I have a strong sense that God wants to heal someone through my prayers or touch. Sometimes I have a strong sense that God wants to heal someone through my prayers or touch. 96, I would rather work in secret than have my work recognized publicly. I would rather work in secret than have my work recognized publicly. 97, I do not feel uncomfortable when people drop in unexpected. I do not feel uncomfortable when people drop in to their home unexpected. 98, praying for others is one of my favorite ways of spending time. Praying for others is one of my favorite ways of spending time. 99, I sometimes find I know things that I have never learned, which are confirmed by mature believers. Sometimes I find I know things that I have never learned, which are confirmed by mature believers. 100, it is a thrill to inspire others to greater involvement in Christ's work. It is a thrill to inspire others to greater involvement in God's work. Am I going too fast? Okay. Everybody else? You hanging? George, you hanging with this thing? All right, brother. It is a thrill to inspire others to greater involvement in God's work. That's number 100. Okay? Does it? You know what? I might have a different, I have a bigger copy here. Okay. God's work, huh? Okay. I didn't see it up there. Keep, hold my feet to the fire. I didn't see that. So let's say God's work or at the church, okay? And we'll discuss that difference a little bit later. Thank you for sharing that with me. 101, I enjoy visiting in hospitals and retirement homes, and I feel I do well in such a ministry. I enjoy visiting in hospitals and retirement homes, and I feel I do well in such a ministry. 102, the Holy Spirit leads me to pray for impossible things that really come true. The Holy Spirit leads me to pray for impossible things that really come true. 103, more than most, I have a strong desire to see people from other countries won to the Lord. More than most, I have a strong desire to see people from other countries won to the Lord. 104. People have told me they were moved spiritually by my singing, dancing, or playing music. People have told me they were moved spiritually by my singing, dancing, or playing music. 105. I feel a call from God to be the spiritual leader of a group of Christians. I feel a call from God to be the spiritual leader of a group of Christians. 106, I am not jealous of those who have more material possessions than me. I am not jealous of those who have more material possessions than me. People have told me that I have communicated timely messages that must have come directly from the Lord. People have told me that I have communicated timely messages that must have come directly from the Lord. I devote considerable time to learning new biblical truths in order to communicate them to others. I devote considerable time to learning new biblical truths in order to communicate them to others. 109. When I hear others speak in tongues, I am compelled to explain the meaning. When I hear others speak in tongues, I am compelled to explain the meaning. 110. When I give a public message in tongues, I expect it to be interpreted. If I give a public message in tongues, I expect it to be interpreted. 111. I feel that I have a special insight in selecting the best alternative in a difficult situation. I feel I have a special insight in selecting the best alternative in a difficult situation. 112. People say they have been touched spiritually by things I've written. People say they have been touched spiritually by things I've written. 112. People sometimes look to me for guidance in coordination, organization, or ministry opportunities. People sometimes look to me for guidance in coordination, organization, or ministry opportunities. God has used me to bring the gospel to people who have never heard it. God has used me to bring the gospel to people who have never heard it. 115. I am single and feel indifferent towards being married. I am single and feel indifferent towards being married. 116. I feel compelled to use my hands to craft things that show the beauty of God's creation. I feel compelled to use my hands to craft things that show the beauty of God's creation. 117. I can recognize whether a person's teaching is consistent with God's word. I can recognize whether a person's teaching is consistent with God's word. 118. People who are feeling perplexed sometimes come to me for comfort. People who are feeling perplexed sometimes come to me for comfort. 119. I'm troubled when salvation is not emphasized. I'm troubled when salvation is not emphasized. 120. I can identify with weakness and temptation so as to encourage people to repent and believe. I can identify with weakness and temptation so as to encourage people to repent and believe. I have believed God for the impossible and seen it happen in a tangible way. I have believed God for the impossible and then seen it happen in a tangible way. 122, I strive to find ways to give to others without calling attention to myself. I strive to find ways to give to others without calling attention to myself. What did I say? Oh. What's that? What are we missing? ~120 to ~131? Yike. Okay. What's the last one that you don't have? Did we get to 122 yet? You have that on there. Okay. You have it in your thing. I'm going to read this to you, so just follow me. You won't have it up there, so we won't. We're blowing through this pretty good. We got about 10 more minutes, and we're done. I'd say about 5 more minutes, and we're done. So last one was 122. I strive to find ways to give to others without calling attention to myself. I strive to find ways to give to others without calling attention to myself. That is 122. 123. I have prayed for others and physical healing has actually occurred. 123. I have prayed for others and physical healing has actually occurred. 124. If someone is facing a serious crisis, I enjoy the opportunity to help them. If someone is facing a serious crisis, I enjoy the opportunity to help them. That's 124. 125, when people come to our home, they often say they feel at home with us. When people come to our home, they often say they feel at home with us. That's 125. 126, others have told me that my prayers for them have been answered in tangible ways. 126, others have told me that my prayers for them have been answered in tangible ways. That means material ways. What do we have on the screen now? Do we have 127 on the screen? Okay, let's go to 127. Stay there. I'm going to read it to you. 127. God has given me words to say in witnessing situations that surprised even me. God has given me words to say in witnessing situations that surprised even me. I can motivate others to obey Christ by the living testimony of my life. I can motivate others to obey Christ by the living testimony of my life. May we all say that. 129. Sometimes I am overcome with emotion for the person I am praying for. 129. Sometimes I am overcome with emotion for the person I am praying for. 130, people have told me that I was God's instrument in bringing supernatural change in their lives and circumstances. People have told me that I was God's instrument to bring supernatural change in lives or circumstances. 131, people of different race, culture have been attracted to me, and we have well-related or related well. Is that on the screen yet? No? Next one is. Okay. People of different race and culture have been attracted to me, and we have related well. 132. Finish line. Here we go. I enjoy using my musical talents to sing, dance to, or play Christian music much more so than secular music. So he says, I enjoy using musical talents to sing, dance to, or play Christian music much more so than secular music. So likes Christian stuff, doesn't like to play secular stuff. 133, God has given me the ability to teach and preach spiritual truth. God has given me the ability to teach and preach spiritual truth. 134, I feel I can best fulfill God's calling on my life by living simply. I feel that I can best fulfill God's calling on my life by living simply. 135, God has revealed to me specific things that will happen in the future. God has revealed to me specific things that will happen in the future. 136, I feel I can communicate biblical truths to others and see resulting changes in knowledge, values, and conduct. I feel I can communicate biblical truths to others and see resulting changes in knowledge, values, and conduct. 137. My interpretation of tongues has been confirmed by mature believers. My interpretation of tongues has been confirmed by mature believers. 138. When I speak in tongues, I believe it is edifying to the group I am with. When I speak in tongues, I believe it is edifying to the group that I am with. 139. People with spiritual problems seem to come to me for advice and counsel. 139. People with spiritual problems seem to come to me for advice and counsel. Finally, I sometimes prefer to write down my thoughts about God rather than speaking them aloud. I sometimes prefer to write down my thoughts about God rather than speaking them aloud or out loud. That's it, my friends. Take a deep breath. Okay? Did we miss anyone? Everybody tracked with us. Okay, very quickly, let me look at the clock here. Oh yeah, but we're gonna go, shouldn't take us more than about 5 or 6 minutes to do this. On your sheet, you're gonna take these top letters or type numbers, and you got maybe a 4, a 2, a 3, an 8, and a 5, and you're going to total those up, and you're going to put them right in that column right there, okay? Everybody understand? Straight across. You're going to take those 5 numbers, total them, and put them in that first square on the other side of the gray line. Would you take the next few minutes to do that? Take your your highest 5 that you have, and would you put a circle on the highest number of 5 that you have? Just pick out the 5 that's got the highest numbers and put a circle around them. We're going to go over these next week. I hope that you come back. We're going to be looking at the gifts of the Spirit for probably the next maybe 2-3 weeks. And we're going to practice them. We're going to learn to identify them. And just see, what is that gift? Let's bring that out. God, what do you have for me? What do you want me to do? And we're going to explain some of the things that we had tonight. We don't have time now. Our service is about over. But we're glad you came. I hope it wasn't too tedious for you. It was a lot of work, wasn't it? A lot of just kind of intense, and that's just part of it. But it's a great little assessment. It's not perfect. It's definitely not perfect. There's a whole bunch of them online, and we study different ones, and some of them are way out there. But this one was one that it included a lot of the stuff that we embrace at Calvary Chapel. I don't know a lot of apostles today. And Chuck would even say he really didn't know many either. So with that, you can take that home with you. Come back next week. We're going to go over it with you. And I hope you had a good time tonight, and I hope it brought out something. Was anybody surprised at what they came up with that points to you? Were you a little surprised? Okay. Some of you go, yeah, I didn't see that. It's kind of like that piece of furniture or that thing that was in your house all that time. You go, yeah, it's been there. And now you've discovered it. So, well, Father, we thank you once again for tonight. We thank you for our time together. Would you help us, Lord, to even draw closer this week as we think about and contemplate the gifts that you have imparted to us? They're not just something that we developed. It's something that you have imparted to us. And God, it's something that's supernatural. And yet it can be very natural in our lives as we allow you to use it through us. God, would you bless our time? Thank you for tonight. Thank you for the things that you're going to be doing in the future. We ask your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.